This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Israel's famous kibbutz, or communal farm, has changed. These farms played a big role in the early years of the Jewish state. Many of the Israeli army officers and politicians that we hear about in the news grew up on kibbutzim. The farms were socialist enterprises at one time, but today most have privatized. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports on what that means for Israel.
At the chicken hatchery at Kibbutz Mishmar David, halfway between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, hundreds of baby chicks are crowded into a warehouse. In another part of the kibbutz, a factory spews out printed labels for a variety of consumer items. These two businesses will soon be privatized. Instead of the kibbutz owning them, each of the residents of Mishmar David will become a shareholder. In effect, Mishmar David will no longer be a kibbutz. In the early days of the State of Israel, more than 200 kibbutzim were set up as collective farming settlements based on socialist principles. Members worked the land together. Nobody received a salary. The kibbutz provided for the members' needs. Children ate and slept in children's houses, separate from their parents. It was not an easy life, but it was seen as the ideal. Today, there is barely a trace of socialism in many kibbutzim. Karen Singer came to Mishmar David from England 21 years ago.
The first change was that everyone became independent, that we were given a salary at the end of the month for our work. We were able to make our own decisions, didn't have to run to a committee every time. I felt more independent. I didn't feel that I was owned, which I did feel on the, well, kibbutz was a kibbutz.
Mishmar David was built in 1949. Today, just a few dozen members remain. Like many in Israel, the kibbutz fell on hard economic times as inflation ran rampant in the 1970s and 80s. Agriculture became less profitable. At the same time, many kibbutz members said they wanted more control over decision-making, and they decided to leave. Today, only a few dozen kibbutzim still have socialist tendencies, and even in those, the children's houses have disappeared. In many, like Mishmar David, even the communal dining room has closed, as more and more families prefer to eat at home. But at some kibbutzim, the dining room remains the focus of social life. At Kibbutz Yavne in southern Israel, there are close to 700 people who eat lunch, the main meal, in the dining room every day. Sitting together at long tables, they serve themselves from a wide array of salads, fish, and meat dishes. Avram Stein, who moved to Yavne from New York 36 years ago, says he came for ideological reasons.
Kibbutz puts the emphasis back where it belongs, on things human. I thought, and I still think, that kibbutz is the best existing fulfillment of biblical values.
At Yavne, life is still socialist. Those members who work on the kibbutz do not receive salaries. Those who work outside the kibbutz have their salaries paid directly to the kibbutz treasury. But longtime member Miriam Schlisselberg says that even here, things are changing.
People are eating meals much more at home. People are much more family-oriented rather than kibbutz-oriented in general. Everyone has their own television. Stay home and watch television. Don't go to programs that the kibbutz offers, whereas there was a time when there was nothing else available. So if there was anything on, everybody went.
Kibbutz members were once considered the elite in Israeli society. Prime ministers like David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir came from kibbutzim, as well as many of Israel's army generals. Moshe Halbertal, a professor of Jewish thought at Hebrew University, says the kibbutz was formed partly as a reaction to the Holocaust. The kibbutz member was supposed to be everything that the diaspora Jew wasn't, a farmer, a soldier, a Zionist with a deep connection to the land of Israel. Halbertal says the change in the kibbutz says a lot about changes in Israel.
It means a certain type of loss of innocence. A shift from a society which was geared towards state building and nation building, towards society where economic growth and status is more and more important.
But others, like Karen Singer of Mishmar David, say the changes in the kibbutz movement show that Israel is becoming a normal country like any other.
I think that it worked at the beginning when people came to Israel with nothing and had to pull their resources But I think it's faded away. The whole idea of kibbutz was never a static state anyway. It was always moving forward, and I think this is just a natural progression.
Mishmar David says that once the privatization plan is complete, they hope to build 350 new homes on the kibbutz to attract young families. The homes will be rented, and the families will pay for any services they use, just like in any other town in Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.